services, Lavazzi at boom1.co.uk present the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 265. I'm Adam.
I'm Alicia.
And it's our fifth birthday, isn't it, Alicia?
Yes.
But you're not really here, are you?
No.
Goodbye.
Finally, a Doctor Who fan from the is today recording a landmark podcast, which now has a worldwide audience.
Yes.
Adam Pearson launched the show 5 years ago, and it now has more than 1,000 listeners a week and involves Doctor Who fans from across the globe. Adam's is the official podcast for two American Doctor Who conventions, and it's regularly involved celebrity guests. He says he can't believe its success and now hopes to tempt more Isle of Wight Doctor Who fans to tune in.
I'm very chuffed here, so I'd just like to have a few more Isle of Wight listeners. We have a few, nowhere near as many as your radio station has, but hopefully now it might lift up a little bit and we might get some local interest.
And the latest podcast
Thank God for that.
From tomorrow, and you can hear it on iTunes by searching 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. We'll have more details about that story online later.
Ooh.
You can also find on our website pictures of Brading Primary School's new outdoor gym.
It's on the way. We were more important than that. Yeah, we were more important than that. That's all right.
Good, at least it wasn't that embarrassing. I was dreading, so the full interview could be regarded as being a little bit embarrassing. But anyway, I've got to get
I wish going. I'd been, but I was covering covering bereavement at work.
Oh, I'm going to let you off then.
Come with me.
I can't. I'm going to listen to the 20 megabyte podcast.
You come with me.
Me come with you?
Yes.
Me come with you. Tempting.
Hello, I'm Adam, and you dare to flourish arms before your king, and here's Debbie Melrose.
The only pleasure left for you is death, and death is very far away.
Kirby Bartlett Sloane.
Poor Sir Ian, brave fellow, spirited away by fiends with dreadful anguish and despair he must be suffering now.
And Mary Lang.
Well, Debbie took my quote, so...
Oh, sorry. Shall I do another one?
So read another one, Debbie.
Well, on your behalf?
Yes, on behalf.
On my behalf.
Yeah, hang on.
Good Lord.
Something about clothes. Where is it?
It's just slick.
It's very slick. Where is it? There's another one. I've got loads. Hang on.
You know,
two heads
there.
Without the brains of one.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'll take that one.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, it's our fifth birthday, and even that got spoken over by Kirby. Yes, and we've got a bit on our best behaviour today, because we might have some temporary new listeners from the Isle of Wight.
Temporary.
Yes. Yeah. They've currently already thrown their iPods across their room.
What's this?
Yes, yeah. Yes, also, Lavazzi are back.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay. That was
very
good news.
Samples, free samples.
Don't be silly.
I really like, yeah, no.
I got an email off, actually it was more of a Facebook Messenger message off Meninda yesterday saying, oh, we've had a really good year, we'd like to sponsor your show again. How much would you like? I said £3 million.
£3 million.
No, but that's great news to have. The trouble is I've got to dig out the all the Lavazzi jingles and stuff now. Never mind. Yes, I was on Isle of Wight Radio yesterday. Essentially yesterday.
You haven't even introduced the show.
Yes, I have.
He got spoken over.
I did introduce the show, but he doesn't know I've already recorded that bit.
Oh.
Anyway, I said, what was I saying?
I didn't know.
What was I saying before? I went to Isle of Wight Radio yesterday to record an interview with Matt White. Very kindly allowed me to do that. I've been trying for several years to get them to do something. I think the bonus was
Adam's dinging.
I filmed Matt White's wedding, you see.
So a favour for a favour.
In a way. So the full interview will be available on the Isle of Wight Radio website. Oh, it's Matthew Kressel saying, someone tell Adam to check for some feedback. Well, I'm here.
I'm actually sat next to you for a change,
yeah,
rather
amazing,
than just down the road.
Yeah. Full of germs.
Sorry.
And also met John Hannam, who has his own show, a regular show, a long-running show, in fact, on Isle of Wight Radio, called John Hannam Meets, where every week he meets a very famous person, has an interview with them. And I said to him, have you met a few Doctor Who people? He said, oh, yes. So he's agreed to come on the show. Oh, not with you lot. Me and Deb are going to record with him at a specific time and place. Mm-hmm. Hopefully record for quite a long time. I'm hoping to chop it down into little episodic, little,
yes,
but like a series, mm-hmm, to put on the show. Talking of series, I have actually got a new idea for, you won't get this
season.
One, an addition. Shut up. An additional,
throw him every time you do
additional
that.
Sort of part of You Won't Get This One. That's a brilliant plan, but if I forget it, remind me.
Okay.
Right then, let's talk about the Crusade.
Crusade.
Yeah. Oh, I've got the wrong mouse.
Yes, so, it's a single crusade.
It's the first
single,
one. Actually, before we go, Deb has provided me with a birthday present or two. What was the other one you got me? Oh, yes, some,
I've got you some caramel cake.
Did you get those caramel cakes because you wanted some of them?
No, I've got them for you. Yeah.
This
you
is quite
card?
Interesting. Oh, yeah, I'll have the card. Yeah. Oh, and there's a,
that's probably
generally
about the earthquake, yeah, in Nepal.
Yeah. Very late, BBC News, because that came on Sky News about an hour ago when I was dropping Isabella off at school.
I couldn't find any Doctor Who cards. Never mind.
Oh, the fiver.
The fiver came out.
Oh, it's beautiful. A beautiful drawing.
You couldn't find any Doctor Who cards?
No.
There's loads
of them. Have you tried?
I could have done. Yes, I could have done, but.
That's a good segue.
The quarter to Who Won That Coda.
You too, Adam. Happy birthday. Love from Debbie and Tom.
And she
posted her.
The
Isla's written her name and drawn the TARDIS inside.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Right,
sorry, Mary?
I said you posted on Facebook a Doctor Who.
Yes, I found that on there.
Yeah, the, very clever, too.
I was preparing for another birthday and I completely forgot to get a Doctor Who.
Might have to eat those. Yeah, and I've got this. I've got this. It's a tin. I can see it's a tin. And it's really exciting. Is it? Was it a lunchbox?
It's a TARDIS lunchbox.
Is it from who1.co.uk?
No, it's not, unfortunately.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you. So I'll need that when I'm
Yeah, I was going to say, now that you're going to be commuting for a couple of weeks.
To Newport.
To Newport. Yeah. But yeah, we're lunch for
Thank you, darlings. We're kissy, kissy.
Yeah, Adam, what is your new position now that the co-op is
I'm
closed?
I'm slightly to the left of Debbie. Oh, I can't remember. I can't remember the job title at the moment, but it's similar.
We have to take a picture of that.
It's section coordinator, I think it is, something like that.
Is that a posh way of saying team leader?
Sort of, but in the co-op you've got CSAs, team leaders, deputy managers, managers, or we haven't got a deputy manager, but M&S you've got customer service assistants and you've got coaches.
Coach, eh? Hey, coach.
Yeah, they're slightly higher than customer service people. They're slightly the cleverer ones. Of
the
cleverer customer service assistants, I suppose you call them. Anyway.
The problem solvers.
I've got to put this mouse over here.
Sorry,
there you go. Right then, yes, we'll try to segue through this as much as possible because Deb's got to go in.
And Mary as well.
Well, Mary hasn't. Mary can stay
no,
as well.
Mary's going
no, she hasn't.
We've
she
got
has, what?
We've got ages.
No, okay. Mary's available. She's not in work today. But that's irrelevant because you've got to go by quarter to
12.
Got ages. To a degree, but that I have got. I'm under a little bit of pressure to try and get this sorted out. Right, so
I went 11:30 your time.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that when you're going?
She's got to go as well. Yeah, set.
Yeah, that's what I said. We're starting early today.
I was
so
trying
to
make a joke of that by saying that Mary will go when I say she'll go. So I thought you gave me the impression.
And death will be good for you. That's a long ways
a
away.
Threat on this particular show. Sorry, listeners, we don't normally get the head presenter threatened by the minions.
Oh.
Anyway, right, so.
Yes, so we are. We're the minions.
Elakir.
Yeah, so some bad looking people are wandering through
bad
a forest
looking people
as
with
the TARDIS arrives. Yes.
Master, you missed the fact. What this is on the Lost Years.
Yes,
yeah, so
no, I'm watching
Hartnell.
It from the Lost Years, William Hartnell. I'm watching. That's what I'm using now to watch
But if
one.
You. No, Master, if you. Press play all rather than go to episode selection.
You get the audio.
You get a
episodes.
Wonderful introduction.
Do you? What, from Ian Chesterton?
Yes,
Sir Ian
himself. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I didn't do that. I accept I didn't do that. But that was on the original video.
It was on the VHS, yes. And I didn't know that it was on this particular DVD because I did what you just did and pressed the individual episodes until someone posted the Sir Ian parts on Facebook a couple of years ago. I went, where'd this come from? Because it's just wonderful, this whole pre-filmed insert.
Yeah, and there's another one by Julian Glover, too.
Well,
Glover.
He does a a commentary for the third episode.
And even though they call Saladin. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fairly close to what it should be.
Okay.
I like the fact that I watched it on Daily Motion, so the two audio ones had photos. Yeah.
Daily Motion.
Intros are all
Daily. I really did like the.
Yeah,
Daily
but they had the pictures with it, and it was amazing.
That's really,
yeah, really good.
Oh yeah, that's the loose cannon.
There was really.
I did do loose cannon one. I did, or is that the one that Zabi Overlord puts on? Is he?
Yeah, I went with the French one instead.
Oh,
yeah,
I did.
There was a French one on there I seemed to find,
and I watched the Zabi Overlord.
Yeah, normally I go for Zabi, but when I put it in, it came up with this guy first, and I was like, "Well, it's just got the French subtitle, it's fine. I'll carry on watching it."
Anyway.
Yeah, Alonzi.
So, yeah, they're in the forest and they very quickly get embroiled in a little scuffle, don't they, with the Crusaders.
Yes. The Coeur de Lion.
Yeah. And the Doctor stands up for himself quite well, doesn't he?
I love the way he distracts the Saracen by going, "Good afternoon!"
Yeah.
I knew I was sitting down to a good one when that happened.
Basically, Barbara gets kidnapped
straight away
and they can't get her back, so they end up
typical
that she gets kidnapped. Yeah, they can't get her back, but they try to save the life of the chap with the beard. What's his name, this chap?
Gordon Bennett. I wrote it down.
Gordon Bennett's unusual name.
That's
for
a good
blimmin,
name, wasn't it? Yeah.
For Saracen.
Yeah. Tornbow.
They don't just try to save his life, they save his life.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Magic water.
Yes.
Yeah, magic water. Somehow he managed not to get it. Well, we don't know what happened after the end of the story, but he's probably nice and infected from that arrow.
Oh, yeah, he probably definitely is, yes. But, and also, the other thing I thought was particularly charming about this story was the use of ethnic actors in it, rather than white people sort of blacked up to look like ethnic characters. And there's a, later on in the story, there's an Indian actress who up to that time had been very successful in Bollywood. She was actually a very good actress.
Did they call it Bollywood back in 1965?
I don't know. That one.
Anyway, moving on. So they Barbara ends up going back to the, is it Saladin's?
Saladin's camp,
camp, and with somebody who's Saladin. Dupreau, whatever his name is, pretending to be the king. Don't last very long because they all know the king's a bit of a ginger.
Yeah, gets her to be Joanna, and the guy who's got a crush on her, the Saladin's brother, goes, "That's not her."
Yeah, that's
so, and that's it very quickly, and they quickly accept the fact that they're, they're not who they say they are, but we're not going to kill them.
No, we have the comedy market.
Find Saladin's, find his robes in Jaffa.
Yeah, which, again, a bit of a market scene reminded me a bit of the Romans.
Yes.
But slightly funnier. And the Doctor manages to show that he's a bit of a thief, to be fair.
Yeah, totally.
This amoral doctor here.
Yeah. And very successfully, for this episode at least, gets away with some clothes. And he was in the chap that was in the Dalek Invasion of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Saladin. Saladin, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, this bloke here, the one, he doesn't often look like Syl, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Saladin. Saladin, the way he sat down with his beard, yeah.
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
Do you know I'm talking about now, Kirby?
I suppose.
Oh, good. He's not bothered.
No, he's not bothered today. Whatever.
It's 5:16.
It's too early.
Okay. Well, Saladin's a little sidekick. Looks a bit like Syl.
His brother. Yeah. Saladin.
Yeah.
His brother Syl.
Yeah. I love the fact they're trying to disguise Vicky as a boy and she's got a little, chest poked out. It's like, "I'm a boy."
His voice hasn't broken yet.
God, Richard was so
moody,
poetic as well with his words. You know, it was very Shakespearean.
This is so Shakespearean. Mm, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Drinking great drafts.
That's what his trade was at the time, wasn't it, during Glover?
Oh yeah. No.
There's a few little hints of.
I just remember him mainly as being the bad Nazi in Last Crusade.
But there's a few little hints of Scaroth in it. In the expressions he does when he's this little thing. That's very Scarothy, isn't it? When Scaroth goes off on one. But yeah. So that's essentially the end of episode 1. Episode 2, we had to dash over. Look at that. I've got this very clean.
I need to find in my reconstruction.
See, where is this it? Is Macintosh stuff.
Here it is.
You drop the link onto your desktop, double click on it, and voila!
Oh,
episode 2.
Oh, I thought you'd do that. I should do that. Oh, and an advert first. Advertising.
I didn't have an advert last time.
I don't have an advert because I downloaded this.
Yeah, can you download from
Excuse me?
Can you download from Gymnish?
Yeah, I can download from YouTube.
Oh, okay.
If you know what to do.
We've got to wait for this advert.
Just wait for the advert. I don't know if I can
I already have it.
Right, so episode 2, it's going to be very difficult to talk about.
I don't
about
like the fact Daily Motion just brings up adverts you can't skip anymore. I mean, I know that's how they make their money, but, you know.
Yeah, I find that weird, because over here in the States, Daily Motion doesn't have any advertising.
Mm. I wonder if they, from some of that money, they actually give it to the BBC, who they've essentially nicked.
Yes, I was
going to
say, you can get anything there, can't you?
Yeah, so what happens in episode 2, really? It's a case of, Ian gets knighted, doesn't
Ian,
he?
Yeah, Ian becomes knight of Jaffa.
We actually meet Joanna.
Jaffa cakes.
We meet Joanna.
Yes.
Yes, but she's a Rani. I heard them say Jaffa cakes.
She's a Rani.
That's what Tom kept saying. He thought I mixed up. Okay. Yeah, I was watching it with him and he said, but isn't she one of the Rani? I was like, no, darling. She comes back later as Queen Morgana, but you know.
Yeah. Well, I knew Jean Marsh for years just from upstairs downstairs.
Oh,
so
to
know that she was Doctor Who was amazing.
And she was the Wicked Queen in Willow as well. She was brilliant at that, the film Willow.
Yeah, they brought back Upstairs Downstairs.
They did, yeah, because she wrote it, I think. She wrote
it. No, she produced it.
Yeah, and she was in it as well.
She produced it with Eileen Atkins. Yeah.
So episode 2 is a bit difficult to actually...
And you've got the comedy merchant,
this is the, the her,
Shayra,
brilliant actress.
Yeah, Shayra
brilliant
the servant.
Actress. Yes.
And all because that, what's his name? The Luigi Ferrago, or whatever his name is, dropped a glove. He gets found out as being part of the party to Alakia taking...
And the doctor manages to talk himself out of a
having his hands chopped off. Yeah, you didn't steal them, but he stole them from me. But how did you get that? And pay him. All right.
Right. So that Ian's been knighted by this point, isn't he?
The scar that they put on Alec here is
good,
really well done.
Done with sticky tape. You put the sticky tape, and you lick the back of the sticky tape, and then it must have been quite painful to remove that.
Oh yeah. Barbara's escape through. Where were the
Dark and dingy,
and then I've got written down here, she trips over. Yeah, Barbara falls and cries out, typical, next to it.
Did she hurt her ankle? That's not
No,
that's
no,
Susan,
she didn't. She actually manages to still not be discovered, which is quite good.
Yeah. There's a lot of very successful creeping around.
Yeah, Haroon finds her.
Haroon. That was her third Doctor song, isn't it? So that very clever.
Haroon Eddin.
Takes us to the end of episode 2. Right, episode 3. And eventually loads that rocket on the wrong bit.
Oh, the spinning wheel of doom.
Right, so episode 3. That's a very small picture. I'll just make it a bit bigger. There we go. So, yeah, you're right. Haroon, Haroon grabs... I hope he's washed his hands. Grabs Barbara by the mouth.
He looks a bit dirty.
Yeah, he does.
So does Barbara.
And then she goes on a hiding mission with him and his daughter, I believe.
Yes.
But his other daughter's in the harem, isn't she?
Yes. Master. Petra Markham, who plays his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister is one of the makeup artists for the show at this time.
Oh. Thank you for that.
Sonia Markham. Okay. And that was one of the things that Julian Glover brought up during his... Bah! During his
commentary,
yes. Commentary. I'm sorry. Commentary.
Be quiet. So did the doctor manage to blag himself some even better clothes?
Yeah, we got Vicky some more clothes. Yeah, he'd got more clothes, and then Vicky was going to get dressed up, but Joanna overhears him saying she's a girl, and then she's suddenly like, dress her in silks and satins, she will be my little friend.
Yeah. Yes. I was hoping there was going to be handmaiden. I love that. Yeah, go on. Go on, Mary. Sorry.
Oh, I just want to say the sudden friendship with a total stranger was
it's a typical thing, really, of this early Doctor Who. Yeah, how quickly they make friends and influence people, and then say, "Oh no, we're not supposed to interfere," and then they all go off laughing. You don't get that these days.
Best friends with these major historical figures,
and you don't get it these days. And
right at the end when they say, we shall never speak of this, it will never be written, you know, and it's sort of, this is an easy out for us that they've not been mentioned in history before. But yeah, later, you know, it gets, with the later Who, it's just not so much, ha ha, we had a good time.
Yeah.
Right. They tend to take it with them rather than leave it at the door.
Meanwhile, Haroon gives Barbara a sharp knife. I don't think they
That's
do that.
That's her father's knife. Now, yeah,
obviously, with the knife issues we have these days. Funny, in America it's guns, here it's knives, isn't it? It's just a...
Yeah, well, guns are outlawed there, aren't they?
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Outlawed, well, are they? Well,
You can have sport guns, can't you?
Still have people getting shot dead.
Yeah, you have to have...
And drive past shootings.
License after license.
I think I might have a birthday
card. Birthday cards.
Yeah. Won't get any money in them, so I won't bother opening
Did the post just come?
Yeah, post just came through, but Magic's upstairs.
What'd you do with the dog?
Magic's upstairs, he's asleep in his cage.
It's Tuesday, so Debbie's working from home.
Alpha Debbie, sorry,
yeah.
Yeah, the Doctor has a really good argument with this chap. It's quite
Leicester, yeah. Leicestershire, from Leicestershire.
Leicestershire. Leicestershire. Yeah.
Leicestershire, some of these things get
why didn't you let one of us Americans mispronounce that?
Sorry. Well,
Leicestershire.
Leicestershire, yeah.
Leicestershire,
yeah. Duke of Leicester, yeah. Leicester.
It's like lieutenant. I can't get over that one.
Lieutenant. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Where's the TH in lieutenant?
Left.
We're not going to go down that silly argument.
But I love the fact that when they're looking...
just did.
When they're looking for Barbara and anybody there, the guy goes into the kitchen and nicks some of the flatbread that's cooking. And doesn't go, someone was here.
I love
they've got bread cooking. Instead, it's the teacup still warm.
He walks in the other room and with his mouth full of bread.
There's bread cooking. Someone's definitely here.
Yeah.
Barbara eyeing up the knife.
And cuddling a girl, just a sort of replacement for Susan.
You know what that entire scene where they were searching reminded me of? It reminded me of the scene of the Romans going in to search for
spoon,
Brian,
sir.
About Life of Brian.
We found a spoon, okay.
Yes.
Guy with his head in a basket. Yeah. So,
meanwhile, Barbara sort of creeps out and almost successfully creeps.
Why was she?
Out
what was she actually planning to do?
But she was in full view of that guy several times.
Yeah. She gets caught though.
Guy with the torch.
They're not going to kill her.
No,
because they need to take her back to show her to somebody.
Elakin.
Yeah, that's it. Meanwhile, idiot Ian is having a snooze in the desert and very easily gets mugged.
Ibrahim.
And Vicky's become a girl and wearing a very
sweet
fetching
child
costume.
I have nothing but love for you.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Love the argument between Richard and Joanna.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Really
scene.
Cool. Yeah,
you can tell
Pope.
That comes straight out of the Shakespearean theatres, doesn't it?
Best part of the whole story is that argument. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't get much of that, Mary. You went all Norman Collier.
The best part of the whole story for me was that argument.
Really? Oh dear.
Between Joanna and her brother.
Well,
yes.
You sum up a lot of history in one argument, which is great. Yeah, it's like, you know, you can't do that.
It
you're going to make enemies everywhere and of the Pope. Oh,
does,
no, not the Pope. You
it
know.
Does rather, yeah. It does rather it, point
you
to
see,
that it marries.
You see the way they look at each other and relate to each other.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Also, there was a strange relationship between them two that I thought was almost incestual when they first.
That's what she was referring to.
That's what I was referring to.
Oh, sorry. Good grief, I just got into trouble with Kirby. I've had a really good birthday now. Episode 4, where all the time has
an advert.
All the little loose threads are tied together. I can probably almost remember it because I only watched it last night.
Yeah.
But. To paraphrase with episode 4, Ian overcomes Ibrahim by getting him to take his boots
off. I like the whole ant thing. Yeah. I've got honey made from dates that have been smashed up. See that little black line? That little black line?
Whoever did
Ibrahim.
Ibrahim.
Yeah. He was brilliant.
Who is he?
It's in the quiz.
Tute Limco.
He knows now. Damn. Anyway, yeah, so, yeah, Ian...
do I get 2 points?
No.
Ding! Yeah, Tute. Yeah.
Ian overcomes him by conning him to take his boots off and stuff.
Oh,
like
him!
Said. What?
Oh, my God. He was Mr. Mr. Carrying Around a Monkey a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, very much, because we likened him to the Indiana Jones guy, didn't we?
He was also the fiddler in the film version of Fiddler on the Roof, and he was the old man who translates the Staff of Ra for Indiana Jones and Raiders.
Yes.
Huh. There you go.
So he was in there.
Anyway, I've got slightly distracted then. Right, so,
Well, that's my job.
No, it isn't. My eyes starting to twitch now.
El Hakim, I'm putting you in my harem that no man's allowed in, that every man seems to wander into.
Yeah, everyone.
We'll just wander in. You're not supposed to be in here. Sorry.
Anyway, Ibrahim, who turns from baddie to goodie very quickly, because Ian could easily have just killed him for... Basically, Ian was going to die of...
Exposure.
Yes.
Exposure.
It soon becomes a friend.
Oh, yes. You are like my brother.
Yeah, that was strange. Yeah. Now, the guy's trying to kill him, and then by the end, they're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was so quick as well. It was only within 20 minutes of the story that actually happened. So, with Ian able to get Ibrahim on side, they were able to get into. Is it Jaffa they were heading for?
They were heading to Lydda.
Lydda. And essentially. Rescue Barbara and the harem and get back to King Richard and the doctor. Actually, the doctor and Vicky are released, aren't they?
How does Hamoon get in, other than killing the inept guard at the door?
I don't know. I thought he was killed anyway. I was quite surprised when he came back. I thought he'd
done him in. They did make out that it was him, didn't they, in that episode? When
they made out? Really?
Yeah.
Snogging and everything?
Be quiet. No, the doctor...
But you did think that the generic guy who was killed in the slums was him.
So that was a bit of a surprise. Anyway, so the doctor and Vicky essentially are released and they go back to the TARDIS. And
followed by Lester's men.
And then, of course, they catch up with Ian and they want to... Not Ian, sorry, the doctor, and he's going to kill the doctor. But Ian sort of says that he's going to... It's up to him.
He'll
to,
kill him,
to do it, because he's been given permission by the king, as he's the knight.
Like to look once more on the city of Joppa.
Yeah.
You may do what you will with me.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that you get, as they're going back to the TARDIS, basically, they're like, well, will he get to see Jerusalem? Oh, no, we can't interfere, though. Mm-hmm. Can't you tell him? Yeah. No, don't tell him.
But, and of course, then TARDIS dematerialises. We will tell no one of this. And there's that iconic shot of them in their sort of crusade costume standing around the TARDIS ready for the Space Museum, which is obviously it's very...
Well, I suspect we see that same scene.
You do, but it's quite spooky.
Yeah,
because it's a very spooky episode, Space Museum. Story, I should say.
I haven't seen it.
It's brilliant. I'm sorry.
I have a feeling I'm going to be watching it in the next few days.
Yes, I'm going to be too.
Yeah. Okay, right then.
The future.
So I'm sorry if we've skipped past a few bits, but it's very difficult.
It's the harem girls that like, we're going to look after you. And then Alakia comes in and goes, I've got a ruby ring for anyone with information. One of them, Fatima, goes, oh, yeah, I'm going off to dob her in. And I want a ring. And then at the end, she gets killed. And it's like, it's quite dramatic for her.
Yes.
But and Hamoon suddenly turns up. They really sort of finished this episode really quickly. Like, quick, save him. Right, save her. Yeah. Okay, save her. Done.
Okay, right then. I'm going to tell you what I think about this story. Now, this is the first time I've seen it in more or less entirety, because I've only just watched the existing episodes and I might have listened to the audio of the other two when I worked many years ago. But so this is the first time I've watched it as a story, and it's I really did enjoy these reconstructions better than the ones for Marco Polo. Some of those are a little bit distracting, but where these are just pictures, your mind sort of fills in the gaps a bit easier.
It did seem to be a lot better than the Marco Polo one. It was a lot easier to
watch. Simple. Marco. They're just complicated. Sometimes they complicate it. All I need to do is put the screenshots on screen, and that's great. So that was really good, and obviously I was interested in watching episode one, because the quality of the print of episode one is really bad. You can see all the sort of staining on the footage and stuff like that. So that must be more recent.
I believe it was Matthew pointed out, there were some issues with restoring that one. They couldn't put it through one of the restoration processes, and so that's all we got.
Well, I'm happy with that. So, yes, on the whole, I actually think this is really good, this story. It's four episodes, not six episodes. I'll go on about these overly long stories. We've just had one in Red Planet. So we've gone now. They've got it. They've compacted it, paced it nicely. It's very well written. There's lots and lots of characters in it, but I don't find that a problem. It just feels like a really good, quite well budgeted episode. I think they actually put money into this one because they must have done to afford all the actors they put in, the extras and stuff. So yeah, I really think this is a good one. What do you think, Debbie?
I agree, it's a good one. It's my favourite historical one. I'd not seen it. I'd heard about it, and I heard about Reconstruction and things like that, and I knew that there were a couple of audio only, so I was quite pleased when I found the footage of just the pictures, because it was, you could tell, even though it's black and white, that it was sumptuous, that the sets were sumptuous, that it was, the costumes were thought of, everything was, there was
somewhere.
A lot of detail. They, I'll find them, I'm sure, I'm sure the detail in it was just so good, and the historical accuracies as well, the inaccuracies as well, but you know, it was just a really good historical
Kirby's
one.
Julian Glover was describing his costume colors and everything in his commentary.
Oh, it's fantastic. Because you could just tell, like Adam said, that a lot of money went into this one. And it was four episodes, not six. If it had been six, it would have dragged. But this four episodes, they cleared it up. But I did feel that they could have done some more in the third episode that they crammed into the fourth one. So, because there was a lot of just running around in the third
episode.
That's
what she said.
But I said cramming.
Oh. Okay.
And, other than that, I really enjoyed it. It's a really good one.
And a few more Isle of Wight listeners just turned off.
I will be watching it again, definitely.
Right. Kirby.
I love this one. It's fantastic.
Pardon?
Story, interesting and historically accurate. What's going on?
You're all right now. It's come back.
Carry on. It's just it was a very strange stutter.
Sorry.
No, you didn't. I think Skype did.
No, I think Skype went funny. You were fine. It's all right.
Anyway, yeah, it was
stutters anyway.
It was very, very well done. The costumes were wonderful, but of course it's BBC. Historically accurate, really nice that it showed both sides, both leaders as capable men who
gentlemen
had their
warriors,
flaws
yeah.
and their strengths. Not much more I can say. It was just great.
Save the best till last. Mary?
Uh-oh.
I think I'm going to be a little Nancy negative.
What a surprise.
No. It's all right being Nancy negative.
And it might be the circumstances under which I watched it, which was, you know, that I was busy getting, you know, working late and getting ready to go on a trip and all that. But I found it kind of tedious, actually. Everybody's strutting around speaking Shakespearean English. It's just like, and nothing really happens. I mean, as usual, Barbara gets captured and released and captured and released again. And, you know, Ian gets into trouble. And
was she a fish?
That's serious trouble. So he gets out of that. But, I mean, nothing really happens. And in the reconstructions, I didn't mind part two. But part four, because there was no subtitles or anything, there's a lot I feel that I missed, because there was a lot of chatter, especially in the harem part, that I just could not understand.
If you had watched the YouTube version that I linked to weeks ago, it had that stuff in it.
It had the subtitles?
It didn't have the words that they said, but it had like descriptive elements of what was going on.
Yeah, so what I watched had descriptive elements, but I mean, there was a lot of vocal chatter, like I said, particularly with the harem, that I just could not understand at all. I had no idea what was going on.
Never mind.
I'm not a fan of historicals anyway.
We noticed.
what I want to say, I was attributing a lot of the richness of it to they were probably using a lot of, you know, existing sets and costumes and all that from the BBC archives. But then in his little intro, Julian Glover talks about how everything was done in studio and they were actually making all those sets. So that makes me very impressed then with what they came up with, as opposed to thinking anymore, you know, that they were just borrowing everything. So I was impressed with that, and I'm impressed with the acting.
Yay!
Except that, you know, like I said, they're all strutting around talking Shakespearean. So the one bit of real livelihood for me was the argument between Joanna and Richard, because I think that those two were just well matched talent wise, and it made for an interesting scene. But you know, other than that, I just found my attention drifting all the time. So I was not very excited, and I probably won't ever see this again.
I will see this one again because I enjoyed it.
I liked it, but I'm a huge fan of Shakespeare. So
I do hope they find the episodes one day. Yes,
Master. On a completely unrelated subject, if I drop off of Skype.
We will be going.
Is that what? Can I hear rain? You've got like rain going on.
Yes, you just heard some thunder. We have a thunderstorm moving through. I didn't even realize that we were scheduled to.
Twister!
I didn't realize that we were going to have a chance of rain this morning. I just brought up the weather radar.
I can hear it.
Yeah. There's a big thunderstorm about to move through here.
Good. We better hurry up then, don't we? Right, okay, shall we move on to feedback?
Yes.
Okay. Right, let's see if I can get this to work.
Hello, it's Winter Megabyte Podcast, this is Ian Kirk. As returning officer, I declare that the votes cast were as follows. Mary Blitz Lang, that's what she said, party, 3,100.
Don't have to protect.
Adam Pearson. Stop flopping your ears, party.
That's
1,100. Kirby Bartlett Sloan. Mr. Blue Skype, party. 1,100.
My favourite song. Baby when it came out.
Yes, I've got the album on my phone.
Andy Nunny. Bring a bottle, party. 1,100. Harold Saxon, monster raving loony. 35,201. I therefore declare that Harold Saxon is elected as a member of parliament for Whitney.
Oh.
And he did not bribe me. Oh no, he didn't.
You're apolitical.
Apolitical, yeah.
Happy birthday, Terence Dix, on May the 10th. And Adam Pearson on the 12th.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday podcast.
The Crusade by David Whittaker. The BBC lost half of this story, but they kept all of the web planet. The Doctor is an action hero again, sword fighting, though he has to be saved by a crusader. I don't think you can really throw a sword like that. Well, Leela might.
Yeah.
Ian meets some more ants. Hector plays the market trader, appears in a later story, and the Doctor claims to remember him. The Doctor borrowed some clothes from the market trader. Doctor Who clothing is also available from the bargain.
Yes!
Yay!
I don't know why it's re-recorded it.
For boy. Saladin says how Barbara's beauty lights up the room. Vicky's too young to be the eye candy, but still. This is probably the best historical in the classic series.
Yep.
Yes.
This is well paced and there are some brilliant actors in it. Hal, reposition Andy Nunny's microphone.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Wine needs to breathe, but not on the microphone. Reposition Andy's microphone.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Love that film.
Bye for now.
Classic. That's Ian.
That was brilliant.
Right. I'm just worried.
The reason why he told me to pretend to laugh is because we had a few editorial issues.
You don't have to tell him that.
Well, I do.
I told Isle of Wight Radio we're as slick as anything.
I know, but Ian might go, oh, he's told Debbie to pretend to laugh.
He'd accept the comedy. I've got some more feedback. Just please, please don't play it on iTunes, otherwise we won't be particularly happy.
Is it Matthew?
It might be. He's not playing it yet, though. Maybe it doesn't like it.
Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be. And sorry that I'm once again not on the podcast, but I have been promising for a while now that since I have a smartphone again, I would start sending in some feedback. So I wanted to send in my feedback on the Crusade, and that is the Crusade singular, not plural, as Kirby and I believe Andy pointed out to me on Facebook.
Thank you, Matthew.
The Crusade. I know why I'm surprised that this is a story that doesn't get talked about as much. I had to dig out some issues of DWM here. And discovered that looking at the polls that were done in both 2009 and last year, that both times the Crusade came in the middle of the poll. In fact, in the Mighty 200 poll in 2009, it was literally story number 100. But I would actually argue that if you look at it, it's a story that's well above average from its writing by David Whittaker, who's arguably the top writer on Doctor Who in this period. I mean, he is, after all, the show's first script editor, and writes a lot of the stories that we regard today as the classics, Power of the Daleks and Evil of the Daleks later on in the show's run. But not only that, but this is also the story that Douglas Camfield, somebody else who's arguably the greatest director to have worked on Doctor Who, at least in this period, is the first time he's actually given free rein to do an entire story. It's true, yes, he worked on An Earthly Child and Marco Polo, and he directed the third episode of, Planet of the Giants, that's what it is. Problem with doing this on an iPhone is can't edit myself, so you guys are probably sitting there snickering at me. Thinking that my mind.
Snicker.
And it's the first time Camfield is kind of given the ability to go off and just do the entire story. And he picks an excellent cast for this. Walter Randall, El Akir, I believe, for example, is an absolutely fantastic piece of work. And it's interesting in a way, as I said, that the story isn't regarded as being something better than what it is. It keeps coming in the middle of polls. Why is that? Is it because we still have two missing episodes that makes it rather difficult to judge it by?
Probably.
Is it the fact that we only had the third episode for a long time? Indeed, before the mid-1990s, we didn't even have the audio. It wasn't until Graham Strong came forward with the tapes he made in the 1960s that a lot of these missing Hartnell stories from the 1960s even had audio. We had the novelizations and the scripts to go by, if those were available to us at all. But also, I think that there's areas in which the story is kind of problematic from a modern point of view. It's been interesting listening to some other podcasts here recently, including the Doctor Who Writers Room podcast. That there's beginning to be a major backlash against a story like Talents of Wayne Chiang, for example, for some of the casting and some of the stuff it does there. And I wonder if that has something to do with the Crusade as well, given that we have a bunch of Caucasian British actors being cast in sort of Arab roles. Even though the script is quite intelligent, and in fact it does its best to actually not portray Arabs in a particularly bad light. In fact, in some respects, I would argue that the Arabs come across far better in this story than certainly King Richard, played, of course, by the wonderful Julian Glover. And indeed, the story does have an interesting legacy,
Mary.
Not only is it
Glover.
Canfield's first story, it's also the first appearance in Doctor Who by Julian Glover, who, of course,
will go on
15 years later. To play Scaroth in City of Death, that great classic story. Also, Jean Marsh is in this as well. And, of course, she'll go on in about a year's time from when this story is broadcast to make a major impact on the show and to arguably become a full-fledged companion in her own right via the character of Sarah Kingdom. Once again, Dalek's Master Plan, directed by Douglas Camfield. So, The Crusade is a very good story, and in some respects it's a shame that episodes are missing. Of course, it's always a shame when episodes are missing. But there's sequences I'd love to see. The ant scene, for example, in the final episode. I'd love to see what that actually looked like. Though I think the loose cannon reconstruction, which I'm sure you guys have been talking about since Kirby posted links to it, does give us a very good idea of what it looks like. So in a way, as I said, The Crusade is arguably, I would say, the equal to the Aztecs, or even to something maybe like Marco Polo. Though I have to confess I'm not the world's biggest fan of Marco Polo. But it's a shame that it's half missing. It's a shame that it keeps seeming to be overlooked. Because I think it's a far better story than many people give it credit for. But anyways, I've rambled enough. So, I hope I'll be able to join you guys for your next episode.
Whoa.
And, oh, before I forget, Kirby, if you're still there, I have good news. I will be able to go to Time Gate after all.
Yeah, probably.
Work finally settled its issue. So I hope to see you there and hope to see you soon about some arrangements. So anyways, I'll stop rambling and let you guys get on with the podcast. So until next time, so long and thanks for all the fish.
Yes, thank you, Matthew. And I'm looking forward to having you back properly on the show.
Yeah.
Another one I've got to mention to Wild White Radio.
What he means is Matthew's going to be spending the nights over here at my house before Time Gate.
Ah.
During Time Gate.
Okay. Well,
which means I have to clean.
Which reminds me, I need to make a bit of
tidy up.
I need to make a bit of an apology for if anyone gets to listen to the full length interview via the Isle of Wight radio feed, which will probably be on the Facebook page very new.
Mm-hmm.
Can't speak. I forgot to mention when talking, I had to talk about the history of the show and how people came into it and stuff like that, but I did forget to mention Matthew and Andy. Don't love them any the less. But I did forget to mention them. So, apologies.
Apologies for the inconvenience.
That's a Blackadder quote, by the way, Mary.
Yes.
Okay, right. I'm sorry for the notification noises. I've tried to turn them off. They still seem to be arriving. Seems to be because it's my birthday and I'm quite popular.
Yes. Mm. One day of the year that we can all be popular on Facebook.
Well, for what it's worth, I'm not hearing any of them.
Oh, good. Well, I am. Anyway, it's time for this week's edition of Revamped. Well, have we?
Have we got any more? Did anybody see any more feedback on Facebook?
I didn't see any. That's why I'm moving on.
Okay. Sorry. Yes. Carry on.
Yes. This week's edition of You Won't Get This One. I'll finish the sentence. No, that's the closer. That was your fault. Now it's time for this week's edition of You Won't Get This One.
You shouted at me. Sorry.
They do this on Isle of Wight Radio, no?
Dave
Priddle pressing the wrong buttons is quite a regular occurrence. Right, anyway, right, this week's edition. Ben Shuttler. Won't get this one. Does he? No, he doesn't press the wrong buttons.
Is he slick?
Yes. Mm. Have you not listened to his show?
Not yet.
Well, you need to.
Okay.
Yes, it's on today, 1 o'clock. Oh, this is a recorded show. Yes. Time FM. Link on the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, which you can join. New member is Matt White, who I added because of... He'll probably leave very quickly. Right, yes. So... First question goes to Kirby.
Master.
Where did Richard say they were going to pass some weary waiting nights? That's nights as in the...
Oh, not... Jaffa. Jaffa cakes.
Not to be confused with what Ian is. I forgot he was a Ian.
By the way, I've purchased some Jaffa cakes at our local British corner shop here in the Atlanta area, and I like them, and the girls hate them.
Oh, they're great, aren't they?
They are great.
You know, Ian should have continued when introducing himself in the series Sir Ian Chesterton. Yeah. Because he is a knight.
Mm-hmm. I'm a knight.
Proper knight, too.
Of the round table.
Debbie.
Yes. Oh, no, don't. Just do it. Okay, fine.
No, all right. Sorry. Right. Listeners, new listeners from the Isle of Wight, Debbie gets all the questions right.
I lose them all by being silly.
Clever, I think is probably the... Anyway, right. Who did DiPreo say... was too near to the wood at the beginning of the story.
Saladin. No.
Doesn't happen very often, does it? Anybody else?
Nope.
Didn't get that one. Yeah, it was the Saracens.
Oh, right. Well, I kind of lumped him in with everybody.
No, that's right. Saracens. Right, Mary.
He wouldn't be on his own.
Who did
famous groups, Saladin and Saracens.
Yeah. Well, Saladin wasn't necessarily with them.
Fair enough.
His Saracen army,
no,
wasn't
it? No, it's all right.
Yes, I know, I'm right. Mary, who did DiPreo state he was forced... Sorry, I'll start that again. Who did DePreau state he was to the Saracens to protect King Richard? And don't say Richard, because it wouldn't be in the question.
I know what the answer is.
And I'm talking about Mary. Mary, this is your question.
I know. With no notes, I have no clue. Right, so pass it to Kirby.
Go on then. Hang on. Kirby?
Malek Rick.
Is the correct answer. Right. Kirby.
Master.
Where did the Saracens initially take Barbara when DePreau? What place?
Oh, I know that one.
Jaffa.
No, Debbie.
Ramla.
Correct.
It's going to be Kirby's default answer then.
Jaffa cakes.
Yeah. I love Jaffa cakes.
So do I. I should have bought some.
They bought out a few years ago. They bought out strawberry Jaffa cakes.
I didn't like them so much.
What? No. They were gorgeous. Anyway,
no, that would not be good. They have to have that
orange tang.
Yeah, it was orange strawberry tang. Jam.
Oh, well, I should have bought some.
Yeah, I love Jaffa cakes.
I'll bring them next time.
Yeah.
I may have to go to the corner shop and buy some.
Remember, Andy said he'd send a birthday card through. Hey, nip over to the doorstop.
Oh, okay, all right.
Whose go is this?
Is the corner shop becoming one of our sponsors? You mentioned them enough.
I have to.
Carol's not Gernard.
Who sent? Hang on, what's it say Gernard on it? Carol's not Gernard.
Someone's being silly.
Someone sent... the trouble is with the post service here on the Isle of Wight. Even if you put the postcode on the blimmin' card, it can end up in Albert Road in Gurnard.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate the blimmin' postal service. I pay for the postal service, you know.
Whose question was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, who had the last... where did the Saracens...
I,
yeah, so
I got the answer, on there. But what whose did question
was it? Yeah, so question four. That would have been you, wasn't it? And Kirby got the points. This is really slick. Yes.
On.
So therefore, it must be mathematically Debbie's question. Yes.
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 This is question five. Right. What did
DePreau?
Five. Yeah.
Five. Ronald Cockney.
As opposed to Soikes.
Yeah.
What? All I want is a room somewhere.
Yes.
Far away from the cold night air. Sound like my gran.
Anyway, where'd I get up to? All right, yeah. Shut up! What is DePreau's full name and title?
Sir William DePreau.
Sir, correct.
Yay.
The computer doesn't seem to realise I've just clicked on that. Thank you. Right then. Mary.
Make it easy.
Where were the Jaffan... Be quiet. Where were the Jaffan market traders' stains from?
Stains? Satins. Satins.
That's a spell check problem.
Yeah, I know that one.
Satins. Stains? Well, they were stained when they were knocked on the floor.
Stains?
Yeah, where were the Jaffan market traders' satins from?
I know that one.
I hate spell checkers.
Oh, I don't remember.
I forgot. After all that trouble I went to reading that question out. Anybody else?
Basra.
Oh, okay. Right. So after those questions, the current scores are in no place with Mary points. No, never mind. Yeah, Mary's got no points in last place. That's what I meant to say. In the second place with 3 points is Kirby, and the lead with 4 points is Debbie. Right, this is Kirby's.
Surprise!
No, oh, stop it,
Kirby. This is your question. What nation did the market trader presume the doctor was from?
He's going to get it wrong. You dropped off there for a second. I'm sorry.
No, you're dropping off. It's your weather. What nation did the market trader presume the doctor was from? You won't get this one.
Did he mention a nation?
No, because
he didn't.
Venice was a nation at that time.
Oh, it was. Right, okay, there you go.
Oh, hang on. What's that?
Ding.
You try to trick me.
Well, I'll put down Italy as my answer, but don't mind.
It's right, though.
Debbie.
Yes.
What did the doctor say to the market trader as he departed?
You will see us again? See me again? No.
Anybody else? Nope, you didn't get that one then. It was Long Live the Sultan.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Mary.
Yes.
What line did Julian Glover fluff towards the end of episode one?
I think I know. He calls someone by the wrong name. Yes. I know he says William instead of the right name. I can't remember what the right name is.
I wish I could give you that, but I know you're on the right lines, but it's wrong.
Yeah.
Anybody?
I can't remember. He calls him. Does he not call him William? He calls him. He's supposed to call him Richard or something, or Philip. And, yeah, I can't remember.
I'll give you a point. No. Yes, he says Sir Richard de Preyo.
Yeah, that's it. And I wrote it down. Yeah, it was like Sir Richard.
Okay.
Okay, right. Kirby.
Master.
Whose headquarters did Ian request King Richard let him go to?
Saladin.
Debbie.
Yes.
The doctor didn't like the way. Who examined Vicky's clothes?
The Chamberlain.
Come on, stupid computer.
Bing.
Do I have to click on it twice? Mary.
We need actual bells here.
Who was the
man? Out of my way. Ding, ding, ding,
who was the man with the scarred face, Mary?
Al-Akir.
That's a good answer. Oh, she's off the mark.
Thank you.
So therefore I can do a score update. So off the mark with 2 points is Mary, and joint leaders with 7 points each is Kirby and Debbie. And
don't worry, I'll lose.
Question.
Stop it.
Kirby.
Master.
Indian actress Sohra Sehgal played which character?
I have no idea and I don't have the cast list in front of me.
Go on then, Debbie.
Shayra.
Debbie.
Yes.
How old was Sohra Sehgal when she died in 2014 without checking Wikipedia?
I'm not checking Wikipedia. 89?
Anybody else? Nearest one gets the point.
72.
Well, go on then, Kirby. Nearest one gets the point.
90.
It was wrong, but I'm going to give you the point for that. The answer was 102.
Wow!
Wow!
Okay, right. So, whose question was yours, Debbie, wasn't it? So, Mary.
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. That's wrong.
Yes, it was my question. Yeah. How old was she?
Yes, yeah. Right. So, Mary.
Yes.
Luigi was a merchant from where?
Oh, I know.
And don't say Venice, because it wasn't Venice.
I know.
Java cakes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right, Debbie.
Genoa.
Kirby.
I must go there one day.
Kirby, you should get
who,
this
me?
One. Yes, your name's Kirby, is it not? It's not Kirby. I'm sure.
Yeah, sure, it's Master. Kirby. Yeah.
What Master? Did Shayra, find on the table?
Oh yeah, I know that.
Fine, if you know, say it.
No, Kirby.
So Kirby says no. Debbie says...
Her father's knife.
Yeah, you got it wrong as well.
I got it wrong! Yay! Yeah.
The answer is glove.
Glove.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was getting that
see,
right.
I was,
mixed
I was
up
thinking
with
the
Safia.
Knife,
yeah,
she
yeah.
didn't find the knife.
No,
so.
I got the names mixed up.
Debbie,
Safia.
You'll know, you will get this one. Who rescued Barbara at the beginning of episode 3?
His name is Haroon Ed-In.
And can you let
Shall
the dog
I let
Star
in?
Because she's starting to irritate me.
Come on, puppy. Where's your toy?
She'll only go back out again in a minute. Just being nosy. Mary.
Yes.
When Vicky's big mouth revealed to Joanna she was a girl, the doctor covered up the deceit by explaining Vicky was his what?
No, Star, you got it wrong.
I know.
Shush.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, but apparently Kirby knows.
Yep. My young ward.
Kirby, what does the doctor? What does the doctor tell the Earl of Leicester he hates?
I don't know.
Wow.
Sorry.
Anybody?
Is it war?
No, it wasn't war. No, it was fools.
Oh.
Yes. Right, Debbie.
Yes.
What is worth 100 lances, according to Saladin?
According to Saladin, because I only remember the bit when Richard was talking about
so
it.
So are we saying it's going
one
to...
One night?
Anybody?
Mm-mm.
Nope. Strategy was the answer to that question. Mary.
Oh, I've got it written down there. Look at that. Yes. There you go.
Silly girl. Mary, where did Joanna surmise that the name Vicky came from?
That's back at the beginning of the story.
I don't know.
No.
No, it wasn't. It was the end, actually, because Janet didn't find out it was a boy. She was a girl until later. Yeah, sorry, Mary.
I remember the conversation. I give it up to somebody who knows.
We're going to Kirby, apparently, went, ooh, as if you know.
No.
No, for God's sake. Right,
I haven't got it.
No, okay, the answer, and you didn't get that one, is Venice. So, not many questions left now. So the scores are, in last place with 2 points, Mary, in second place with 9 points, Kirby, and in the lead with 11 points, it's Debbie. Right. So, next round of questions. What did the Doctor... This is Kirby.
For who's...
You.
Me?
Yes. What did the King hold as the Doctor and Vicky left his court?
I don't know.
Oh, for God's sake. After all that, I gave him a chance as well. Anybody?
Was it his sword?
No, it was a holy cross.
Oh, right. Yes.
Debbie.
Yes.
What evil thing did Ibrahim do? Steady, obviously.
What, staked out Ian and got the ants to...
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
fed him to the ants. Generally tease him about sitting in the shade. Yeah.
Ibrahim was played by Tut Lemkov, or Lemkow, depends on how you want to pronounce it.
Lemkov.
But what nation was the actor born? Was he born in Finland, Norway, Sweden, or Denmark, Mary?
Oh, I'll take a stab at Sweden.
Apparently Kirby knows.
Norway, because we were just discussing him. all of those things that he's famous for.
Okay, well,
that doesn't give me his point. No, we didn't talk about where he came from.
No, they've just initiated a very exciting new round of this particular game, because the scores are at the moment as they were, really. Debbie's in the lead with 13 points. This is a new thing. Right, you've got... I'm going to find... And it can only be one of the... Sorry to keep you awake.
Sorry. Are we boring you, Deb?
No. Oh, grief.
Right. That came out of nowhere. Sorry.
Right. Okay, right then. So you each have 5 questions to ask me to find out which top Trump character, so a character from Doctor Who, as in from the last, well, since... Be quiet, let me explain.
New Who
character. So you give me... I'm going to try 5 questions. I might stress you to 10, depending how well this works out, because I haven't tried it out yet. It's a bit like, who am I?
Okay, yes? Yep.
So you've got to ask me 5 questions. I'll say yes or no. And you've got to try and work out who the character is. As I said, it might stretch to 10.
Okay.
All right, we'll start off with 5. I'll have to do it in order. So it's Kirby next, right? So remember, 5 questions, possibly 10, to find out which character I have in my hand, which is because I've got a top Trump card.
Oh, okay. I just thought you had photos.
The Doctor Who character... From the last 10 years.
With the Crusade questions?
Yes, we have. This is a
new
part.
You mean I can't answer Dudley Simpson?
Go on, Kirby.
I don't understand how this works.
It's
I'm
quite
sorry.
Simple.
Adam
it's
can not, only but, answer yes, no.
Yes
you
or no.
Have
so you ask me a question to decipher which character I have in my hand.
He's got top trumps of new
And because
new
it's
characters.
You, I'll make it 10 questions because of good grief.
No.
What now, for God's sake?
It's early in the morning.
Why don't someone skip me and go to someone else so that I can understand?
Right, Debbie, you have a go first then.
Me, okay.
Yes, you probably know it is. Have you seen it anyway?
No, I haven't seen it. I didn't look.
Go on then. It's an audio presentation.
Sorry. Am I female?
No.
Am I a doctor?
No.
Am I...
It's going to be 10, isn't it?
Yeah. Am I... Oh, no. In uniform?
No.
Right. Am I... Oh, God. Am I a companion?
No.
Ah.
6 left.
Am I from a special?
No. Good question, though. But no.
Okay.
You'll get the hang of this. Once you get into the swing of it, first episode, we'll get the hang of it in the end.
Okay. Am I on Earth?
No. Ooh. Another good question.
Ooh, okay. How many have I got left?
4.
Okay, am I in a ship?
A ship, did you
know? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you might have given it away then, Adam.
No. No, you said a ship. Any, could be any spaceship,
yeah,
couldn't
a ship.
It?
Okay, mine is ship.
Essentially.
Okay. Male in a ship, not a companion.
I love the ticking.
Sorry, yeah, the ticking.
No, I'm not singing the tune.
No, I know. But
right.
No, I don't know, but I'm thinking.
Yes, I can see that.
Am I on the Titanic?
No.
Okay. Oh, crikey.
Two left.
I know.
You can do one for me as well.
I'm going to, aren't I? Oh, Lord. I'm not going to get this one. Am I... I'm not a companion. I'm on a ship, but I'm not on the Titanic. I'm on... am I young?
No.
Okay.
One left.
Yeah, one left. I've got to
get
to it.
For this point, you've got to try and guess it. You're never going to get it.
No.
Which I'm quite pleased about in some way.
Am I Alonso?
Well, you won't be surprised to hear. I don't think anybody else is going to get it, are they? Anybody else got any other ideas?
Well, can't we continue with questions?
No. No, you move on to a different
character. We're trying
character.
A new thing by the looks of it.
Move on to a different character after that. But if you get into the idea of how to structure the questions, it was Perkins from...
Oh, the new Who. God,
yes,
Lord.
I said it was new.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't realise...
Nobody listens, do they?
I didn't realise Perkins, the guy from the Orient Express.
Yes.
Right. Oh!
God, I didn't know it was that new. I discounted it.
I said
well.
New Who. That's still new.
That's new Who.
Right, so because Kirby's still confused. Mary, do you like this is a new
I'm
one,
I'm still confused.
Mary, go on then. You have a go.
Okay. Am I female?
No.
Am I with the 10th Doctor?
Yes.
Am I a companion?
Yes.
Do I have red hair?
No. Don't remember any males with red hair.
I don't remember males with red hair.
Turlo, but that's
am
all.
Am I?
He wasn't with
the tent. Do I wear a army jacket or coat or whatever that is?
Yes.
Oh, she gets an easy one.
Captain Jack? Yes, you are Captain Jack.
Yes.
There we are. Right. Now do you get the idea, Kirby?
I got the idea once Debbie started.
Okay, right then. So have a go at this one then.
Go on, am I male?
No.
Am I a companion?
No. I don't think I'd get this one.
Am I human?
I'm just reading the card. Yes.
Oh, you have to check.
Yeah, I've got another character.
Am I on Earth?
Is she on Earth?
Oh, crikey. Probably.
Oh, thank you. That's not a yes or no answer, is it?
Yeah, she's from Earth.
No, she's from Earth. There we go.
Oh, you're already referring.
I know which she is now. From Earth, yes.
No, that was the first question. The first thing I asked.
I know, but not on Earth.
Okay, from Earth, but not on Earth. I think that's why it was a bit of a confusion. Okay, yeah, go on then.
From Earth, but not on Earth.
Yes.
I
think you won't get this one, to be fair.
am I on a ship?
You've shown it to me. Yes. I don't think I could get it.
Some monsters are not male or female.
Yeah, see, I can't get into the swing of how to structure the questions. I'm sorry.
Clearly not. Ooh, what's that funny noise?
Eating.
I don't know.
Oh, for God's sake. We're useless. We can't just stop there. Halfway through there.
Yes, I can't stop there.
Right, okay, right. I'll give you a no points for that because that was rubbish. Giving up after five questions. Right. The idea. Do you think of try and get your head right? How about asking Chris, what series is it from? Series 5, series 6. You know, things like that. That'd be take out a quarter. We can narrow it down to 13 episodes. At that start, would it be episode 1, 2? You can just think of an episode title, then you can work down to an episode, and then you can work out the characters. It's not that blimmin' hard. Right. Okay. The next one is the final one, and it's an all or nothing, so you can all have a go at this. Okay.
I'm not sure this really worked.
Right.
No, it doesn't work.
It does work if people pay attention. Mary worked it out quite easily. Thank you very much. Right then.
That was an easy one.
It wasn't that easy. That last one was really hard, actually. It was
And we didn't
Maisie.
Say when we were doing feedback that, unfortunately, Maisie
from
Orient Express.
Orient Express, yes. That was
unfortunately, Andy
which he
couldn't
gave
be
up on.
Today,
I'm going to deduct
and he couldn't
point.
Do any no, feedback because he was feeling, busy.
That's right. Okay, right then.
Oh,
so
the next one's going to be from Orient Express as well.
Probably.
So
any of you can guess, and we'll double your points. Okay, so but you can each of you will take turns in asking questions on this one. Okay, so Kirby, you ask the first question on the last character.
Am I human?
Yes. Debbie, next question.
Am I female?
Yes. Mary, next question.
Am I part of the 11th Doctor's era?
Yes. Kirby, next question.
Am I on Earth?
Yes. Next question. That's Debbie, sorry.
Oh, this has shifted around
turns. Am I, whatever her name is, I can't remember. Osgood.
You're not Osgood, no. You really deduct a point of actually having to guess up the actual name and get it completely wrong.
Sorry.
Mary.
Her out.
Am I a companion?
Yes. Kirby.
Am I Ginger?
Yes.
am I Amy Pond?
Yes. You donuts.
And Master. Master.
Yes.
You changed that from anyone can ask a question.
That was the last one, the double or nothing. Do people not listen to me?
Going around and it wasn't anyone. It was all of us in series.
Yes. Ask the question. Then I said, if he listened, he didn't listen to the bit where I said, yes, anybody can take a guess.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that part. I thought we each had to take our turn.
Take your turn asking the questions, but anyone can take a guess. Debbie took the guess. She got it wrong initially.
With Amy Pond.
You came up, never mind.
Well, I think that might not have worked.
It did work. It would have worked if you paid attention.
Master, this
did not work. It's a brilliant idea.
We've got 10 minutes till we lose Mary.
Oh. Right. Well, anyway, that's the end
quiz
of this
closed.
Week. Quiz
we lost all the Isle of Wight listeners then.
Let me down badly on that one.
They'll be coming into my shop shaking their heads out.
I haven't been telling them. I didn't want to do too much editing. I did promise Matt White that I wouldn't really do too much editing on this episode.
I think we're going to have to.
You're going to have to.
Thanks. It's my birthday, you know. I've got a birthday card here. Opening live on air. What's the matter with these cards? Are they not open properly? And where's the fiver? Nothing in it. It's, this beer tastes a lot like I'm not going into work tomorrow. It's a picture of some old chaps drinking beer. And it says to Adam...
And the 20 megabyte
Doctor
Who podcast.
Oh, that's Anne. That's like card.
And
that's
no.
like card. The 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. Happy birthday. Have a great day. I'll
raise a cup of tea to you, Andy, Dawn, and Bump.
Oh, look, Dawn. Aww. Thank you, Andy, Dawn, and Bump.
Lovely Dawn.
Right, this is probably from my Aunt Hillary. So, no point. No point
Fred,
checking.
Say hi.
Oh, hi, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, baby.
Yes, please.
What'd she say?
Would you like a jelly baby?
Yes, please. And my
Auntie Hillary. Mm.
Right, let's have a look at news.
Jaffa cakes.
Yes, Torchwood is being produced by Big Finish now.
Yes, the speculation is, well, there is speculation. What can they do if they're being allowed to do Torchwood stuff and they're being allowed to do new unit stuff, perhaps they can start mixing in old doctors with new unit or Torchwood with old doctors old companions. It's going to be fascinating. Yes,
but they never said they couldn't do New Who, and obviously now they can in a way, in theory.
They did sort of. I'll let the Big Finish expert go. Well,
I've heard Stephen Moffat stay in person, because I'm not a Doctor Who celebration, that there's nothing in place to stop them doing the new Doctor Who at some point. They just don't
know. Mary?
Well, just the BBC.
The producer of the show.
Nothing important, just
it's on the
BBC.
Cards at some point that they could probably do, maybe go back and do Tennant stories or something like that. Nigel Terry's passed away. He played that character in Doctor's
General
Daughter.
Cobb.
Yeah, the horrible General Cobb. Who killed the Doctor's daughter initially. Yes.
Thought he played King Arthur.
He did in Excalibur.
He did. 69, quite young.
That was brilliant.
Osgood is going to be back in a new series.
Yay!
But apparently it's a timey-wimey thing. She hasn't died yet.
timey-wimey. Sorry.
Speculation that the Master... I don't like calling her Missy. That the Master... used a modified version of the tissue compression eliminator to shrink her alive.
Oh.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens, won't we?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad she's back, because I do like the character. The BBC launched Doctor Who fan show on YouTube. So I haven't had a look at that. Doesn't seem to have anything.
I haven't looked at that either.
No,
I'll have to look at that maybe at some point in the future. And apparently Terence Dix is 80. This hasn't been mentioned on the show yet, but apparently Terence Dix is an 80. That was a quick run through.
Ian said,
I know,
happy
I was
birthday.
Being flippant and facetious. Excuse me. And windy. Sorry, Isle of Wight listeners. Yes, that's it for the last part of the show.
There is a footnote. Many internet sites have his birthday listed as 10th of May, but the writer himself has confirmed he actually turned 80 in April.
Oh. Well happy birthday for whenever then, really.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Right.
Read the fine print.
Lavazzi do stuff. In fact, they do Sherlock stuff now as well as Doctor Who stuff. So there's some very nice stuff on their website. If you actually go to the homepage, lavazzi.co.uk, there's two banners. One's Sherlock. And I must admit, I would like to watch Sherlock.
Lavazzi.co.uk?
I love Sherlock, yeah.
Because I saw a scene on the BAFTAs.
Oh, yeah,
that wedding scene looked really good. And obviously the Doctor Who items, which are fab, which, again, I would like to have the Series 18 scarf to go along with one, which I haven't got yet. I've got the other version of that scarf. Dalek scarf. Somebody won that, didn't they?
Yes, they did, yeah.
The Paisley scarf worn by the 7th Doctor and the one I have upstairs, which is a question mark pullover. Now, Melinda did say they're not selling the cricket jumpers that well.
Oh, no.
Because I said about bringing out a Kays of Androzani type cricket jumper. But he said they haven't got that good of sales of the other cricket jumper. So therefore, they're going to see how it goes. But mine's worn out. I wear it every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to have to get another one.
Yes. So anybody wants to buy me another cricket jumper? Oh, la, the 5th Doctor.
So I imagine, it's not the season for them either.
Well, it doesn't make any difference to me. I wear a T-shirt under mine. Just wear it like that. What's the sponsors against me? Mary? Mary, is your name Mary?
No.
Naughty girl.
Are we talking whowon.co.uk?
Well, Debbie did help you out with that one.
Is that whowon.co.uk?
It is, yeah. Mm. Like we were discussing on Facebook.
Yes. Apparently there's some books out. Quest for Peddler. It's a book about Kit Peddler.
Yeah.
Hmm. Be quite good.
Created the Cybermen.
He did. Time and Life. I get that the other way around. I'll get it right, won't I? Life and Times of a Doctor Who Dummy. When young out-of-work salesman Robin Squire set out on summer day in 1965 to hitchhike to the south of France for fun, he happened to catch the Beatles in concert at Nice and was inspired to write a novel about a pop group. So that's basically what that's about. Drama and Delight of My Life. Oh, sorry, I'll start that again.
Delight of Your Life, yes.
Drama and Delight Life of Verity Lambert.
It's an odd title.
Yeah. And Woa by Jamie Lenman. What if the Earth were invaded by a horde of sticklebacks? It's a comedy comic book, but looks things, isn't it? It's Even Bigger on the Inside. Another comedy type book. It's quite expensive, £24.99.
Wallowing in our own Weltschmerz.
I'm glad you got to say that one. Yeah. So they sort of pride themselves on being book specialists who one.co.uk.
Yeah, I didn't realise I was buying through eBay until I was bought a load of books, and then when I realised I saw the address on the back, I was like, I could have just gone over to Ryan and bought them, or just told him where I was.
Novelisation of City of Death on pre-order.
Mm.
So if Hard you like back. Your Uglas Daddams, that'd be a good one to get. Mm. Kirby don't really like Douglas Adams very much, so he probably won't be getting what? That one. So yeah, go over to whoone.co.uk and buy some
things.
Yeah, stuff. Right, let's look on next week if indeed we have any listeners left after your escapade of ruining my new addition to the quiz.
It didn't work.
It did work. It's just you ruined it.
I'm working. It would on have next worked week apart from Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, Mary was 4 points. Kobe was. We didn't even do the scores because we bought more Mary.
Got 30 points.
Scores are useless anymore. I'm always losing.
I didn't even
no,
get.
No, don't say that.
I didn't even get to tell you my story of my trip up to the Ollie Murs concert. Because Isabella
Who, is
vomited in the car on the way up.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, lovely.
She had a stomach bug. So me and Alicia got the bug the next day. So we had a lovely weekend. Okay.
Oh, and you invited me round.
No, that was ages ago. We're all clear now. Unlike you with your cold.
Yeah, sorry.
So next week we'll be looking at the Space Museum.
Yay.
And Debbie says you're not available at all.
Well, I am in the evenings, but I'm not available during the days.
What about Sunday then?
Sunday's fine.
I can't do this Sunday. Unfortunately, because I'm doing a pre-wedding shoot. How about the following Sunday before I go to Disneyland? That's on the 24th of May. Is that a possibility, everybody?
No, because I will be at a Doctor Who convention, of all things.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely do it then.
And we can play your new game without interference.
Hey, that's a good idea. Well, Matthew did say he might be available for that one. Can we do
and
that?
Andy.
I don't want to go too long, so we'll have to have a Kirbulous episode. Do you reckon the listeners would go for that?
Probably not.
Tough.
Well, who knows?
Sorry, Kirby.
What's wrong with Monday, the 25th?
Because Debbie's working.
It's bank holiday. I am working.
And I'm filming a wedding. Oh, she's off. There's nothing to go off. She's gone off in a huff.
A minute and a half.
Yeah, Monday the 24th can't do. I'm doing a wedding. I need to say their names. And I'm doing a pre-wedding shoot as well.
So I'm actually off on Monday the 25th, but I'm working the rest of the week.
My wedding starts in the morning, so I can't do it.
I thought you were already married.
Shut up. I can't do that day.
So we're skipping a week and doing Monday the 24th. Not Monday, Sunday
the 24th.
24th is, I don't want to push it on any further than that for obvious reasons. Yeah. Apologies to Kirby.
So Sunday the 24th?
Yes.
Good for me.
Sorry, Kirby.
Yeah, it's good for me as well. Sorry, Kirby.
So I don't even have to watch this one?
You don't have to, but I would advise you to do so just to keep on board with the journey. You just don't
understand.
Watch it pressureless.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Send in some feedback.
Yeah, send in some feedback.
Master?
Yes?
Master, I will be participating in a podcast that day, but that's...
Yeah.
It's going to be at Timegate. Earth Station Who is going to have... What number? It's their episode 100, live.
Well, if Matthew's going to be there, can't the two of you do a little feedback thing to send in for Sunday?
That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if... Okay, what time? What time did you want to do this?
Well, recording at 8, as normal.
8.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it would be...
It's... Okay, there is a possibility that we could Skype in from the convention.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
Even better.
Saturday night, the two of you sit down and do a little, combined thing.
No. We might do that, but what I'm thinking is we might actually be able to join the podcast from the hotel.
That would be cool.
Yeah, she's just
now, we would be set up in the lobby, but sure, maybe we could do that.
And if you can, just send in feedback to you. This is what Matthew and Dr. Phil and I do from Chicago TARDIS. We just send in a feedback thing.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll go for that then. Excellent.
Definitely.
So, right, that's it. Sunday, 24th of May.
Okay,
I've got to
go.
You sat on it. We've all got to go. So thanks for listening to the show. Please tune in next week. It is better than this normally when Kirby's on form, everybody, Isle of Wight. And John Hannum's coming on soon. I'm looking forward to that. So until next week, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye, fancy pants.
And happy birthday, Adam.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Thank you for all the messages.
Happy birthday, podcast.
Yes, bye.
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 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast is an APB Services production and a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.